Whatever's on Tap, written by Batman McGee, read by Nicolas de Valance. What'll it be, you ask automatically when a new body presses up to the bar you're tending. The body doesn't answer right away, like most of the other customers do. The ones who know what they want and how they want it. No. This particular patron is thinking it over like it's a life-or-death situation. And it only serves to further annoy the living fuck out of you. After the day you've had, all you want is to get through last call and get home to your husband so he can fuck you through the mattress like he promised he would when he left for work this afternoon, with the condition that you actually make it home before 2:30 in the morning this time. The body brings a finger to his pursed lip and taps it a few times, as if his hand holds the answer, and will transfer it to his mouth in order to convey it to your ears. At this point, you would usually spew a curse, then tell the guy to come back when he's made up his stupid fucking mind. Instead, you stare at the ridiculously long, thick finger that is tapping against the guy's beautiful, damned mouth, and imagine those fingers touching your lips in its place. Or hell, the guy's lips could be on your lips too. You're not picky. The guy shifts and drops his hand, the one that was fucking rubbing at his lips, to the counter, and it is then that you spy a gold band around his ring finger. And if that doesn't just piss you off even more than the schmuck's indecision. Dude, come on now. Bar's closing up. What can I get you? The man's eyes meet yours, and you can see that he's finally made a decision. You lean forward in anticipation of his answer. He draws then a tight breath and smiles. And oh, fuck me now, dimples. You're almost so transfixed that you nearly miss the answer. What? You stammer. He licks his lips, fucking licks them, and repeats what he said, as if it were nothing. I said, he emphasizes, I'll take whatever you've got on tap. And you know damn well that the man isn't exactly talking about the bar when he says you, and you're sure that the tap he's referring to isn't a beer tap. Okay, so the ring on his finger may not matter to him, considering he's coming into a bar and offering to suck off and swallow for the bartender, but it matters to you. Listen, buddy, I'm flattered. But see, I got me a fantastic piece of ass waiting for me at home, and I just don't see you offering anything that's worth me throwing away 8 years over. And the way I see things, you pause. Your better half might not appreciate you offering up your mouth to the first dick in tight jeans you happen across. You narrow your eyes in the direction of the man's hand, where his ring is glinting in the bar light. The guy is silent for a moment, obviously rolling what you said around in his giant head, covered in soft, floppy brown hair that looks like it'd feel amazing, pulled between your fingers while the guy is on his knees before you. The way you figure it, he'd moan so pretty, you'd have no choice but to clench your hands tighter in his hair and thrust into that hot mouth, your hips colliding with his face as you fuck his mouth. From the looks of him, he'd enjoy every brisk brush of your pubes across his pretty fucking face, and you, well, you'd. You're pulled quickly from your fantasy when this guy's big, so fucking big, hands clutch your face and pull you close to envelop you in a world-tilting kiss that has you moaning like a $2 whore before the guy can even get his tongue in your mouth. Of course you kiss him back, because regardless of your little speech, no way can you not kiss him back. Before you've gotten the chance to climb the hell over the bar and climb up to the mammoth of a man whose tongue you're sucking like a damn popsicle, you're brought crashing back to reality by the clap of a hand on your back. Hey, boss man, you want to quit sucking face long enough to count my drawer so we can both get home to our husbands? The small red-headed woman behind you asks. You're so happy to have hired such a competent employee. While you were getting eye-fucked, then tongue-fucked, she managed to clear the bar. Save for the bouncer, DJ, her and the guy who is, surprisingly, still pressed lips to lips against you. The bar is empty. You pull back from the man and nod to her. She's eyeing the guy with a smirk upon her face. "Couldn't wait 30 minutes, could you, Jared?" she asks. Your guy smiles and shakes his head. "Nope. Missed his lips too much." She smiles and mumbles something about homos being sappier than chicks, but you don't catch most of it, for you're too occupied by the man looking at you like you're a steak dinner and he hasn't had a bite to eat all damn day. You take a moment to just stare back before you clear your throat.
"I'm gonna count Danny out. Have a drink while you wait, then we'll head home and I'll fill your other order good and proper."
You lean in close to whisper to the man while your thumb brushes the wedding band on his left hand. He steals a kiss and murmurs, "I love you," into your mouth before letting you back away. Danielle hollers from the open office door where she's begun counting her till. "Hurry the fuck up, Ackles. Just because your husband is here to suck you off after hours doesn't mean you can drag ass. I want to get home to my man sometime soon." You catch your guy smiling as you retreat towards your office. He tosses a snide, "Hurry up, hubby," to you as he pours himself a beer as you've instructed. You're pretty sure that neither of you will wait until you get home before there are orgasms exchanged. But since it's your bar, you can damn well jizz on the floor if you want to. Hours later, after you've come down your husband's throat and he's fucked you on top of the bar, you're locking up and finally going home. You send a silent prayer of thanks for this totally awesome man who, 8 years ago, today, you made a promise of forever to. You thank whoever's listening that he's yours, and you don't ever have to be tempted by any crazy offer your customers throw your way, because there isn't a damn thing worth losing your guy over that anybody could offer.